Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
It is no secret that my top manifesting hack is my daily use of subliminal audios. I mean, mostly because I'm lazy and I get to manifest in my sleep. What a goddamn dream. Who wouldn't love it? Subliminal messaging has been around for years. The Guardian published an article back in 2007 stating that scientists have found that subliminal messages leave a mark on the brain, and that's why everyone from Apple to Coca-Cola have infamously used it in their advertising campaigns. Subliminal stimuli are any sensory stimuli below a person's threshold for conscious perception, i.e., you think you're just listening to a relaxing piece of music, but boom, there are hundreds, if not thousands, of powerful statements and affirmations beneath the music that you can't hear with your conscious brain. These affirmations can have distinct impacts on people's thoughts and behavior. Choose from a range including perfect health, wealth and success, beauty and confidence, fertility, weight loss, meet your soulmate, peaceful and present parent, happy kids, and so much more. Easily download onto your phone or live stream when exercising, cooking dinner, in the bath, or my personal favourite, as you go to sleep as part of your daily mindset practice. Go to francescaamber.com to get yours. What up, bitches? Welcome back to Law of Attraction Changed My Life. I am Francesca, your host who, to be honest, has had the weirdest, wildest weekend. I had a child-free weekend. I honestly felt like I was 18 again. I was not mum. Sorry, she can't come to the phone. I was literally living my best life. But there was a massive mix-up on my Instagram stories. If you're not following me on Instagram, what are you doing with your life? I'm at Francesca Amber or at Law of Attraction Changed My Life. And I know this is crazy, but I feel like I have to clear it up once again here because it makes me mortified to, you know, when you think about something and it actually makes you go all hot inside. So I went on a night out with some of my mum friends and I met this hot 23-year-old guy, right? And I was like, guys, what should I do? Is this like a cougar moment for me? Should I be living this life? Should I not? I didn't know what the fuck to do. But then also later on in my stories, I go to a gay bar and there is a young, gay man in a crop top table dancing in the gay club. Now, you would not believe the number of people that fucking messaged me and said, oh my God, he doesn't really seem your type. Are you sure? And I'm like, guys, do we truly think... No. So I just once again, for anyone that didn't see the follow-up story saying it is not the guy in the crop top table dancing in the gay club, that is not who I was talking about, okay? So yeah, the great drought, the dick drought of 2020 may be coming to an end very soon, but we shall see. It's been pure lols anyway. And do you know what? We've been doing a book in the book club this week. Well, this month, I guess. That's really just going over the basics of the law of attraction. And one of the things in there was just enjoy yourself. Like, Just basically live your best life and have fun. And I had this child-free weekend just before I'm due to go away to Cornwall. So I've got a pack for four of us. I've got to take a lot of stuff. Like, it's a little bit stressful. And normally I'd be like, right, I've got to get all my work done. I've got to pack. But I was like, do you know what? Fuck this shit. I am going out and I'm living my best life. Normally, when I've got the girls here, when I go out, I'm fucking exhausted. Like, I go out and by 9 p.m. I'm like, girls, I've got to go home. I'm so tired. And then I'm very aware that I have to get up the next morning with them. So I never really get to like properly let my hair down. So this was a true treat. If you are a single mum out there or a single dad, I don't know. Honestly, take advantage of those child-free days. Before you know it, they'll be back and you'll be back in mum mode. So anyway, as you listen to this, I should hopefully be in Cornwall with five children under six. What could go wrong? It's going to be fine. It's going to be fine. So I am just manifesting a very easy breezy cover girl trip. Please pray for me. Please pray. And the other thing I wanted to tell you before we started is that I have discovered a new podcast. It's not new at all. It's very old, but it's new to me, which is On Purpose by Jay Shetty. And I think it's the number one health podcast in the world. In fact, I know it is because he says it at the beginning of every goddamn episode, which I appreciate because I constantly tell people I'm number one in the UK. Look, you got to fucking promote yourself, right? So yeah, I've been listening to that. I will admit it is mostly, I put it on to like go to sleep, but I'm really enjoying it. So if you're looking for other self-development law of attraction podcasts, Jay Shetty's your guy. Okay, so what I wanted to talk about this week, I'm sure you've guessed by the title, is falling in love with the process, not just the results. So this was a post that I put on my Instagram the other day, and I regularly take quotes and then put them in my little creamy aesthetic and then put them on my Instagram. You know, I like a little uniform vibe over there. And when I saw this one, it really just struck a chord with me. And I thought, wow, I really feel like I should do a podcast about this. Because I feel like when we start out in the law of attraction, particularly at the beginning, we become very results driven or results focused. And it's all about the goal. It's all about achieving the next thing. And I feel like after a certain amount of time of achieving goals regularly and living the law of attraction, you kind of realize that number one, there is beauty in the struggle and there's beauty in the process. And number two, self-development is not linear. It's not you go, there we go, I've reached the end, I'm a perfect human. It's not linear. It is something that you do every day. It's a process. It is not a result. Just the same way that they say, you know, happiness is not a result. It's something you, it's not something you are, it's something you do every day. So the law of attraction is not something that you achieve. Again, that's the same as happiness. It's not something you achieve and one day you're like, yes, perfect. I am a magnet. I'm manifesting everything. But it's something that you physically do. It's something that you physically are. So I would beg you, please, do not get too hung up and fixated on an arbitrary result, but instead really fall in love with that process of manifesting every day and becoming better every day and just living in alignment. So the next thing is that the process, you might not want to hear this, but the process is often more rewarding or as rewarding as the result itself. So back in 2008, imagine a little homie living it up in London. I was writing a book and filming a TV show about it, like a documentary. And 100% the process of doing that, of having nobody believing really that I could do it, and then somehow getting a publishing deal, and then somehow getting a BBC documentary, like all this random shit. The process of doing that was 100% more satisfying than the actual book and the show coming out. 100%. And in a weird way, grafting for a year to buy my house was more satisfying than the day that I moved in. I mean, that could have been because the day I moved in was nearly Christmas and I had no fucking boiler and it was freezing and it was unlivable. But apart from that, it's weird. At the time, I kind of told myself this story of like, this is such a struggle. I'm a single parent. I have no financial support. This is so like, this is so unfair. And it was a really stressful time. I mean, I literally gave myself Crohn's disease from the stress. But you know, me and Beau were living in London and I knew I had a year until she started school and I needed to save enough money to buy a house in that year. And so we literally would be living in London. I would be working in the salon, like I'm talking 16-hour days, like the days that I worked that I didn't have her. And then every other weekend, we'd be driving to Lincolnshire so that we could rent out the apartment, like I could Airbnb the apartment. Like, you better believe I fucking hustled and it was hard work. But at the same time, I remember being really, really aware of like, life is a goddamn tapestry and nobody wants a tapestry that's just one fucking scene, you know? Like, that was a little period of our lives. I knew that we'd never get that time back again where it was just me and her living in London, living our best lives. Like, I couldn't do that now. I couldn't live in a one-bedroom apartment above pub. Like, it's just not, that's not my life now. And I was very aware at the time that I kind of wanted to make the most of this time and I wanted to make the most of this circumstance in our lives. And, you know, now I look back on that time very nostalgically and I look back on that time very fondly. And I think that's what we tend to do is we don't realise that there's beauty in the process or beauty in the struggle until we see it in hindsight. And I think that is true almost 100% of the time. I will grant you, there's been a couple of things that have been very stressful and I wouldn't want to go back to that process if you fucking paid me. But 99% of the time, there is beauty in that process and there's beauty in that struggle. And when you look back, you'll look back on it fondly. So does it mean that these goals were shit and they were not for you and that, you know, actually achieving things is not that fun? No, 100% not. 100% having a house in the countryside so that my children can be raised in like a quiet village environment, that was 100% the right idea for me. But there was that beauty in the struggle that came before it. And so don't rush. Don't feel impatient. Don't delay your happiness until you have the thing, until you've achieved the goal. You need to have happiness now. You need to be living your best life now. And at your best life at the moment, you know, for a long time, my best life was that I couldn't leave my fucking house because I had two young newborns and it was a winter lockdown in the UK. That was an incredibly stressful season of my life. But I had no choice but to continue to live my best life. And so I focused on the things that I could do, which was that I built a brand and I built a podcast and I did, you know, I sold products from my home. So like all of the stuff that is now in my warehouse, you know, like the candles and necklaces and stuff. I literally did that from home purely for something to do. And it's all about taking that situation, taking that time of transformation and that process and working with the situation that you have and working with the boundaries that you have to try and make it as positive as possible, basically. That's what we're fucking trying to do out here. So if your goal is weight loss, then don't focus on a number on the scale. Enjoy the process of getting fitter and healthier every day and that being the person that you now are. And if your goal is to make £1 million before you're 40, enjoy the process of learning and adapting and growing your wealth rather than just focusing on that number. Do you know what? I was listening the other day to there's a BBC podcast called We Are Hustlers, I think, and Lethal Bizzle was on there, which I don't know why. Basically, I really want him to come and be a guest on the pod. We go way back, way, way back, but I've not spoken to him for years. But he really is very entrepreneurial. He's very law of attraction. He 100% manifested his life. So if you want to make it happen, go go and DM Lethal Bizzle saying, please go on Law of Attraction, change my life. But he did a podcast saying that it was far more satisfying when he earned his first like £1,000 than when he earned his first million. Like when he earned his first £1,000, he was like, fuck me, I can't believe I've earned this money from music, like something I love. I can't believe it. But then when he earned a million, it was like, okay, cool. What next? Very, very underwhelming. And if you look around at successful people, you will find that is a common theme, is that people say when they achieve the huge things, it's actually a very underwhelming result. And actually, they're very nostalgic for sort of the beginnings, the humble beginnings. So if so many achieved goals are actually a little bit underwhelming, maybe don't focus on the goal so much. And the goal itself should be just to create a life that you love every single day. Create a life in the little things. They don't have to be massive goals. They can be the small things. It can be eating better food, living in a slightly nicer home, having a slightly better timetable in your week where you're not stressed and you're not busy and you're not rushed off your feet and you get more quality time with your children or your dog or whatever it might be. Create a life you love and focus less on the big achievable goals. And of course, doing this is just basically elevating your day, elevating your life, in the words of Hal Elrod. So if you want to learn more about everyday habits and how they can really improve your life, there's a great book called Atomic Habits, and we did it in the book club. So if you find books hard to read or follow along with or stick to, come and join the book club. You could join it just for a month and just do that one book. I think I did like 12 podcast episodes on it. I can't really remember, but it takes you through the whole thing. You're going to love it. You're going to change your life. Well, thanks for listening, guys. This is very, very short, I've just realized. We're only up to 15. We're only up to 15 minutes. I don't know why that was such a short one, but apologies for that. If you enjoy this podcast, do me a solid. Leave me a review, subscribe, share, whatever you can do. It literally takes a couple of seconds. If you subscribe, if you press the little button in the top right-hand corner, it just means that you'll get notified when there's a new episode, which is every single Friday. And if you leave me a review, even if you just press 5 stars and you don't even leave a review, it fucking helps a girl out, okay? It makes the podcast a lot more. Do you know what? I don't really know what it does, but I think it makes it more visible to other people, or Apple rank it. I don't know, but I know that it helps me. And you can definitely help me by sharing that you're listening to the podcast. So you can share it to your Instagram stories and tag me. I'm at Law of Attraction Changed My Life, or at Francesca Amber. Or just share it wherever, in real life, in a bar. If you see someone looking a bit depressed, you could be like, hey, I know something that will help you. Law of Attraction Changed My Life. You never know. Anyway, thank you for listening. Thank you for being here with me another week. And I will see you bitches next week. The Law of Attraction has changed my life. It's going to change yours too. Bye. What up, bitches? It's no secret that reading has changed my goddamn life. I think it's incredible that people put their entire life's work, their teachings, into a book that often costs less than £10. It's incredible to me. And I am so thankful to all of the authors that have helped me on my self-development journey. And, you know, I have the UK's biggest self-development book club. There's over 3,000 of us reading along each month. But maybe you're thinking, Fran, I ain't got time to read. Who do you think I am? Barbara Cartland? No, you are busy. You are girl bossing it. You are living your goddamn life. And I get that. I see that. I hear it and I value it. And that's where Audible can come in. If you find yourself only with the time to be able to listen to something, but to not sit and physically hold a book, maybe you have a physical job like cleaning or whatever, where you are using your hands, or maybe you're a crafter and you want to be able to just listen to something and to learn on the go, or maybe you're driving a lot and you're able to listen to a book, but you know, it's illegal to read a book and drive, bitches. Don't try it. Then Audible may be for you. I have a 30-day free trial that you can have a little go at and see if it's for you. You can download millions of books to your phone or to your laptop or whatever you fucking want and listen to it wherever you are. So check it out. I'll leave the link down below.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details. Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.